It's either all or nothing. You don't say. You don't. It has to be complete. Okay, let's go halacha yud aleph on the bottom. Who oitz aleim in the situation where you have a guy living in the courtyard, the guy asks upon you, I am a prima gadim, or a mishnabura, diber halacha, de al kopanim, ha'akam, ein oitz a yoitzer mishol, he does not make it worse than a Jew would do. Therefore, l'mayna f'milchin, therefore, ein oitz a rak lochitzim yibatemu mibay social akum, it's only also to take from the house. From the house of a Jew, umibeso shel akum lechotzer oil mavoi avol bechotzer uva mavoi gufa kelim shashavzu besocha mutal tatlo. Period. Udaloi kemogin Avram shehevi b'shem shalsuchuvus maharil the dinay kikarmelus ayin sham. An incredible machlokes between the primogodim and the maharil. Let's review the basic halacha. Let's say you're living in an apartment building. Everyone in the apartment owns their own apartment. Okay, we're not dealing with a co-op. There is no one that has tfisas yad. There is no central authority that owns the appliances. Let's discuss, you mamish own your apartment.
Condominium.
And you have not, and all the condominiums open up into a lobby. And you have failed to make, let's assume for the argument's sake that everyone in the condominium are Jews. Every single person who has a condominium in this building is a Jew, and they all shomer Torah mitzvahs, and you have forgotten to make an eruv chatzeros. Are you allowed to carry from your apartment, from your condominium to the lobby? Absolutely not. It is forbidden. Because going from your apartment to the lobby, you're going from a reshus that's miyuchet for you, you alone, to the lobby which is shared by the group. It's doimet to going from a reshus yachid to a reshus ram, and this is exactly what the eruv chatzeros is coming to address. However, let's say you leave in the lobby before Shabbos begins an object. Let's say there are toys. Children want to play in the lobby, toys, and the toys have been left in the lobby before Shabbos has begun. Are you allowed to move the objects in the lobby through the entire lobby, back and forth, the entire width and length of the lobby? Yes. Oh, but you did not make an eruv chatzeros. That's not a problem. You're in a reshus hayachid. There are four walls. It's a reshus hayachid. The eruv chatzeros only needed to go from the bayis to the chatzer, or from the chatzer to the bayis, or from one bayis to another bayis through the chatzer, or even from one bayis to another bayis through a wall, an adjacent wall. But anything that has been left in the chatzer before Shabbos can be carried within the entire width and length, breadth of the chatzer, because it's still a reshus hayachid. You're not going from one reshus to another reshus. Along comes the maril. You can't take it from the chatzer into the bayis, but you can carry you within the entire area without any problem whatsoever. Along comes the maril, and he says an incredible chumrah. What happens if in this building there is a guy? There happens to be, you have five Jews, well, condominiums, and there's one non-Jew. So not only have you not made Rivich HaTzeres, you have not done Schiras Smokum from the Jew, and you have left in the lobby from the guy, and you've left in the lobby toys, left a stroller, and you left, and now it's Shabbos. Are you allowed to move that object that's been left in the lobby with the left of the lobby? The Ma'aril says no. It's worse if you only had Jews. Okay, so then you need an Erev Chatzeres. He didn't do it, but at least the Chatzer itself is okay. But when you have a guy that makes the shared Rishus into the status of a Carmelis, and in a Carmelis, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalid Amos. You will not be allowed to carry. This is the Chumra of the Maril. However, the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah, they disagree. They hold that a guy cannot be worse than a Jew. Okay, a guy is no worse than a Jew, and if you have, even though you have different rules, a Jew is a Rivich Hatzeres, a guy is Schiras Makom. If you have done none of the above, or done the Rivich Hatzeres, have not done the Schiras Makom, you can still carry in the Chotzer as much as you want, as long as you don't transfer from the Chotzer to the Bais, from the Bais to the Chotzer, or any of the problem types, or any other transfer which would be problematic. Okay, now we go to Halacha Tezayin. Halacha Tezayin says, "Afilu imayni Yehudi dar b'chatzer echad elosh ein loy derech l'rishus ram." What happens if you have a guy who lives in the chatzer? The dar b'chatzer echad elosh ein loy derech l'rishus ram da rak derech ha'chatzer shehay Yisraelim darim bo. His rite of passage passes through this chatzer. Oishu dar b'aliyah. He lives upstairs. The hamadregos hein l'sechah chatzer, and the ladder, the steps go through this courtyard. Dam kein oiser aleihem. Even if the ein Yehudi does not own, has no ownership rights in the chotzer. It's not his property. In the chotzer, noble chotzer, everyone shares the chotzer together. If they were to sell the chotzer, they would divide the value among all of the partners. In this instance, the guy does not have any shares in the chotzer, but he does have right of passage. Right of passage is significant enough in order to require him, to require schiras makom before you, in order to complete your erev. Halacha yedzayin, im chotzer hu shel Yisrael, the chotzer belongs to a Yisrael, ela shehiskir, a hishel sham dira le'eni Yehudi, leniency. If you have rented or lent one of the bottom in the chotzer to an any Yehudi, it depends. It all depends. Every situation can be different. So in this case, it's motor ki lo hisker or hisholoi al dash yeoser al bnei Yisrael. The Lambda says, when I rent it to you, when I lent it to you, I limited what I'm giving you. I did not lend it or rent it to you with the, so that it should result in a situation where I and my neighbors cannot carry in the courtyard. Even if the Baal Chotzer is not living there, it doesn't make a difference, it is okay. Halacha you based on the bottom, v'afilu Baal Chotzer b'yatzma inu darsham, ayma mizeh b'mishneh bura, ber halacha, she'evi b'shem sefer chemed moshe, u'birka yosef, de'im ha'bal ha'bayis inu darsham b'yatzmo, rak yisraelim achedim im ha'nachri, Oz Oyser Hanochri Alehem. Mishneh Berurah disagrees with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If the owner of the property is not living in the courtyard and he has rent space in this courtyard to a non-Jew, a Baisu non-Jew, then that non-Jew has significant assets, rights in the courtyard, and once again we need Schiras Smokam. He disagrees with Mishneh Berurah, or Birka Yosef. Because it's not me, I'm not here. And being that I'm not here, we don't say that the Jew is concerned with his neighbors as much as he is concerned with himself. If he was living in the courtyard himself, then you can say the Svara, I did not rent or lend my property to you in order that it should be a problem for me. But with regard to my friends and my neighbors, I'm not necessarily so concerned. I'm not living here, so it's not my problem. It's their problem. I rented it to you, so they'll also have to suffer. That's the opinion of the Mishneh Berurah based upon these two Sram, the Chemish and the Birka Yosef. Halacha Yud Ches. He's not here. He's out of town. Right, you remember this. We learned this together. He comes out of town. So Goy Nechlam, if the Goy owns the property and he will come, if he's Besochel Ir, then you have to be concerned that he will ask. But if the Goy is not living here, he's going to say this later on. If the Goy is overseas and it's not possible for the Goy to come on Shabbos, that is different. Even if a Jew, even if you forget to make a Rivach HaTzeris, I think he's going to discuss this in a few moments.
What about the Jew? Let's say.
Also, that's even easier.
If you come on Shabbos, then.
If he's not allowed to travel on Shabbos because it's past the Tchum, even though theoretically he can come by car, he can come very easily, but if since the halacha does not allow him to travel on Shabbos, also he would not answer the other people in the courtyard if he did not make an Erev Chatzeres. He has to actually be living in the courtyard in order to require him to join in the Erev Chatzeres. If the Jew is not living in the courtyard for Shabbos, he went away for Shabbos, he went to the bungalow, he went to his children, and he's outside the tchum, so it's not possible for him to come here on Shabbos, and a chanami, he does not need to participate in the Erev Chatzeres for this particular Shabbos. He's going to mention that soon. Halacha Yud Ches. Ketzat Sechen. How does one rent space from a guy? If a guy owns property in the courtyard, what is the technique? Oymer lo ha-Yisrael. Haskir li reshuscha b'mos zeh. Rent me your property with this money. Period. It's all you have to say. Ve'eina yitzach lefarish lo kidei lahater ha-tiltel. You don't have to explain to him why you're doing this. Avalim omar lo tein li reshus af al pi shemefarish lo kidei sheuchal letaltel b'chotzer lo mahani. If you don't give him money, if you just say, do me a favor, I'm short on cash, let me just grant me rights in your courtyard because, you know, it's Shabbos, it's Sabbath, and we have these very complicated laws where in order for me to carry in the courtyard from my house to the courtyard, we have to join together, I have to have rights in your property, I would really like to offer you some money, but I don't have any money on me, so just do me a favor and let's make a kinyan, pick up a handkerchief and transfer to me rights in your courtyard. It does not work. Chazal were very strict. They very much wanted to make it difficult for you to accomplish this task, and they demanded that it be done with money. Cash has to be a real din of schiras. Halacha.
Cash. Any chayfets.
What?
Any chayfets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to give him money.
Cash. You have to give him a shava kesef. Shava kesef.
I know when I wanted to make an eruv in my driveway.
Yeah.
Actually, the other's driveway that I shared, and my next door neighbor was a non from Yid. And I was giving a kiddush that Shabbos, so Reb Simcha happened to be in New York at the time.
A little louder, please.
Reb Simcha was in New York at the time, and I wanted to do this. He said, "You know what? Take some cake over to him. Tell him that here's some cake from my kiddush, and I'd like your permission with this to use."
Schiris. I want to rent your property in order to allow me to carry on Shabbos. No, he has to be schiris. That's what it says here. Look what it says.
I'd like your permission to sort of rent your property so I could put up an eruv.
Okay. Okay, so that's what it is. Hasker. Hasker means you have to rent. It has to be rental, and you don't have to tell them why you're doing it, but they tell them that they wanted
is
to give.
Is that transaction that you spent that Hasker spirit?
It says here Hasker. I don't. You have to know whether it's Hasker li reshuscha. Then you have to use the word rental. That's what it says here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Hasker li reshuscha b'mos zeh ve'enoy tzarich lefarish loy kedei lahatir hatiltol.
Avol. Make such a deal on Shabbos?
No, you can't. It's too late Shabbos. It has to be triggered before Ben HaShmashas. You can't do it on Shabbos. It has to be done before Shabbos.
No, I did it Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, of course. You can't do it on Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do B'chal, you're not allowed to do Schiris. Masa Matan, you can't do it on Shabbos. And it's too late. Even if you do it on Shabbos, the Erev has to be triggered, I think it has to be done before Shabbos. Okay, let's see what it says over here. Avolim, Omalai, Tainli, Rishus, Avapish, before Rishlo, Kadei, Sheuchal, Latalta, Luchat, Zed, Loi, Mahani. Let's see, Halacha, Yudbe, we did it in the Halacha. Halacha, Yutes. Yachol liskra afilu mi ishtoi veafilu mi mishoso. You do not need to go and rent directly from the balabayas himself. You can rent from his wife or from one of his servants. Halacha yud gimel veafilu mi mishoso vayin b'shud maharsham. Demi shahu b'kiryas chutzos lishoif avir zach. You're in the country. V'sachol echeide be'achsanya, and you've rented a room. V'yesh sham harbe akum v'yisraelim mechale shabbos. There are many non-Jews and Jews that are not religious. Oz im sachol shus v'hamishores hamishamish ho orchin. If you rent from the servant who is servicing all of the guests, nami dai, that is sufficient. To who sekiroi v'lekitoi, because the butler or the servant is the worker, is an extension of the Baal HaBayis. The Avim HaMashares in the Mekabel Socha Me Baal HaBayis Rak Me'arach, even the one that's paying him, the servant, the Shares, the worker, the money is being paid directly by the guest. He's not being paid directly by the Baal HaBayis. V'heim Mashalmim Loi Rak Lebesoif Tem Nisiyasan, and they pay him one before they depart, before they leave. Lebesam Gam Kein Mahani, it works. Why? Dekevan Dehaminiku Kein Havi Kikitsoi This is sufficient. Since this is the way the system is set up, that it's his worker, this person is considered to be the extension of the Balabayas. He's here for your service. Even though he's being paid directly by you, it doesn't matter. Since he is here to serve the Balabayas, he's an extension, and renting him directly from him would be sufficient. Halacha chaf. Sochares reshustam. What happens if you rent the Rishustam Mahani L'chol Zman Shaloi Chazar Boho in Yehudi? How long does this transaction last? We learned this week that L'chatchilu, when it comes to the Eruv, you're supposed to make a new Eruv every single Friday. We don't do this. We only make an Eruv once a year, Erev Pesach. But B'diavet, but L'chatchilu should be done every single Friday. What about Schiras Rishus? Should you rent a property from the Goy every single week? Or can you do this once and it should be good forever? Be good for 10, 20, 30 years. Sochar is Rishus Stam, Mahane, L'chol Zman, it works forever. L'chol Zman, Sholei Chozar, Boho, Ein Yehudi, V'hudo Hashem, as long as the Goy Stallone is all living there. Avom, Yotzim, Hashem, Ein Yehudi, Zeh. What happens if this guy leaves? V'nichnas Acher, B'mekoy Moi, a new person takes his place, Tzrichin, L'skar, Mechadosh, M'zeh Hasheni. You have to rent from the second person anew. V'chim, Sochar, L'zman, let's say you do only rent for a period of time, V'sech, Hazman, Hiskor, Ein Yehudi, Divosel, Ein Yehudi, Acher, die b'schiris harishon. However, if you do rent for a specific amount of time for a year, and during that 1 year the guy sabla, he leases his apartment to another guy, then in this case it does not expire. Avul im meis oy shemachol yach. But if not that he just rents it to another guy, but if the guy number one dies or he sells it la'acher b'soich chazman, even though you rent it from him for 1 year, tzarich lachzar v'lisker mehayor. Then you have to go and rent anew from the yoresh or from the buyer. If you rented originally from the servant, it only works while the mesharis is working there. So if you're not renting directly from the balabayis, you're renting from the mesharis. If you rent stam, you don't specify a specific time, it works as long as this particular servant is present. If you rent for a specific time, it works for that time even if the servant leaves, as long as the time has not yet passed. Okay, let's go halacha, halacha. If you have to do a new schirus, you have to make a new eruv. Is that a very chiddush? When you do a new schirus, when the schirus becomes bottle, you have to make a new eruv chatzeros. Because the eruv chatzeros is dependent upon the schirus. So once there is no longer schirus, because the guy has left, a new guy has entered into the picture. So we need, now we have a problem. We have a non-Jew living, which is mevatel the koyach of the eruv. Once we renew the schirus with the guy, it's not going to reactivate the eruv chatzeros. A new eruv has to be made. And this is very, very important halacha. It's a very powerful halacha that the eruv is only valid. The schirus has to be done first, and then comes the eruv. And if the schirus becomes bottle, then the eruv becomes bottle, and it's not chayzev neir until we make a new eruv once again.
So as long as the guy is living there, you don't have to.
No. As long as the guy is living there, you don't have to redo. The schirus can be done once in a lifetime, provided that the guy is always living there. It does not transfer ownership to someone else.
So the first time you do it, you have to do the
first, absolutely, because the schirus is taken care of, and then you do the eruv. The eruv covers the Jews, and then if the schirus falls away, the eruv is bottled, and it's not going to be chayzev neir when you redo the schirus. You can have to do another eruv once again. Halacha chav beis im yevshal liskar minenu eser. Just let's say the guy refuses. He says, I don't know, you religious Orthodox Jews, you strange people, strange birds. What are all these things all about? I don't want to get involved in this. Then you got a lot of problem. What do you do? Yivakesh menu echad min ha-Yisraelim sheyishla. You have to come on to a trick. The trick is to lend the guy something. Yivakesh menu echad min ha-Yisraelim sheyishla lo imakam b'rishusai. Then you should borrow a place in his rishus.
Lease
space. You don't want to give the schirus or lease space in your apartment to put something there. And you must put the chayfetz there. You must. It's not enough just to lease space. You must actually put an object there. Then the Jew has acquired that makam. Even if you did take the chayfetz before Shabbos, So it's not just enough that you're leasing space from the guy. Now that this Jew has leased space from the guy, he must go in turn rent what he has to the rest of the chotzer. So it's a two-step process. The Jew, he leases space in the property of the guy, and then this Jew goes and rents it to all the other Jews in the courtyard.
Suppose he like rents a parking spot.
No, that's not the court. That's the parking spot. Might not be enough. You have to actually have in the bais, and the parking
in
the parking
in
the house.
Room.
Yeah, you know, so he has to be somewhere in the house itself, somewhere in his bias, in the building, in his actual
in garage,
in his actual apartment.
The apartment, let's say he has in the basement a room that he for storage.
Yeah, that's part of the apartment. Yeah, definitely, that's part of the bias. It has to be somewhere in the bias, in the building, in his actual dira, in his dira. There are many rooms in the dira, but somewhere in his dira, place where he actually lives. Halacha chav gimel yisrael mumer oy shehu mechal shabbos befar hesia. So what is the status? Hareyuhu ke'ena Yehudi v'tzrichem liskar min rishus. Okay, and over here in the presence it says yesh arim some say afilu rak b'yisad derabanan, a Jew that's not religious, he's a mechal Shabbos, even if he's only mechal Shabbos on dinim derabanan, he doesn't do a melacha deraisa, he doesn't do derabanan, he's still considered to be like a non-Jew. For him we do not do erev chatzeres, for him we do schiras mokim. Halacha yudal oishu mechal Shabbos v'far hesya ayin b'heitev de'imchil Shabbos b'chad zimna loy mikre mumer. If he only was mechal Shabbos once, it's not called a mumer. V'ayin b'shnebura b'ver halacha sham the mumer l'chal Shabbos Shabboso stavka im oise ze b'frikas oil. He does this because he does not believe, he does not want to accept upon himself the mitzvah. Avol im hu mute b'dovar shechoshav shemutu laso eskein, he's a tinnik shenishba, he thinks that you're allowed to do this. Mistavra she'en l'v'chlal mumer v'ayin lel sheherachti b'ze. This is something which he wrote about before, back in Sinai in days. I don't remember what it said there, but the basic idea is that if you have a Jew that is a tinek shenishba, he thinks it's mutter, it's not necessarily called a goy. So what do? You have to do both. Halacha l'maisa, you do. It's very easy to do erev chatzeros. Anyway, you make an erev chatzeros. Erev chatzeros includes everyone, includes also the Jew, includes this Jew that's not religious. But being l'chumra, since he does things that are as Michal Shabbos before Hesia, you have to also do from him Schiras Makam. We mentioned, yeah?
Does Schiras Makam work for a religious?
No, does not work. Feirusha Halacha in Shulchan Aruch does not work. Schiras Makam only works for Goyim. For religious Jew, you must do Uvichatzeros. They're mutually exclusive. It's either one or the other. And the problem is, someone that's a Jew that's not religious, but it's questionable, why is he not religious? Is it because he doesn't know better? Or is it because he is rebelling against Kadosh Baruch Hu? As we mentioned, that in America, many poskim are anointed to say that all non-religious Jews are tinek shenishba, ruba deruba. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not like that. In Eretz Yisrael, what I've gained from Rabbi Lieberman, Rabbi Lieberman discussed this, and he laid out a number of opinions. And he seemed to say that in Eretz Yisrael it's not so simple. There are Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others as well, that in Eretz Yisrael they know better. They do know more than they know in America. It's a different culture. They're aware. There's something called Shabbos, and to go just say out of hand, oh, they're Tinik Shanishba, they don't know from anything, it's not their fault, is not so simple in Eretz Yisrael.
The case that I was talking about, someone, he told me he grew up in the Lower East Side. During World War II, he was a doctor. During World War II, he was showing the army chaplain how to do it, because he had grown up in a
religious home.
From home, uh-huh. And this army chaplain was
new from before. Nothing. We formed from nothing. Interesting. Okay,
let's
do both. The practical result is we do Sriras Makam. We do the halachal mindset in a community. We don't do Sriras Makam from each individual. We do it from the city. The city has Tfis HaSiyar in every single person. The city, the New York City, the federal government, they have a koyach. The pipes enter people's homes. They have rights. I don't know the details.
So if you're living in a palm bill, it doesn't matter if you have a non-observant Jew there.
Well, if you're living in an apartment building that has non-observant Jews, then you do have to rent from them. You see, when you're dealing with the entire city, you make an area in Flatbush,
yeah.
So then you rent from the government, from the city, mayor's office. If you're not doing the entire city, you're just doing it in an apartment building, then you do. You go to the landlord. The landlord has rights, and you have to rent. You give him money, and you tell him, "I'm giving you this money in order to rent rights in the apartment. I also have a portion in the apartment, in all of these apartments, in order that I can proceed to make the Ruvi Chatzeros." Now, there's no, by the way, there's no bracha. It's interesting. There's a bracha. You make the Ruvi Chatzeros. you don't make a bracha for Tzchiras Makom. Tzchiras Makom is a prerequisite in order to do the Chatzeros, but it's not get its own special halacha.
You have to give them like a dollar or something.
Exactly, give them a dollar. And yeah, I'm really curious to know how they do it, the exact technique. I once read about it somewhere, how they do it, like they make the flap of sheriff, exactly how they do it with the city. They do something. Maybe there's a document, it's more elaborate.
Bill Bloom told me, he's called Bill Lieberman. He said that one day a year, they paid the city a dollar, and 2 o'clock in the morning, they closed that Ocean Parkway for like a half an hour. Just to show that it wasn't really a.
But that's the losses. That's the reason why they're closing down. They're closing it down.
Parkway.
The reason why, if they even do it, they're doing it. That it should be called the losses. It should not be considered a Rosh Hasharabim because it's that's part of the dollar, the walls. That's not for the Erev. Giving a dollar that is for Schiras Rishus. But the closing down the streets is to show that it's not a Rosh Hasharabim. You have to make walls. Okay, let's go further. Halacha chavdal. Baharbi kihilos mesaknim kol hamuvos v'harachavos be'eruvin tahaynu b'tzuras ha'pesach odomer v'soichem reshus min hanochem. In many communities, you make a community eruv. And you do sechem reshus min anachrim leman yuchlu letaltel b'cholios, so you can carry in the entire city. Utsrichin lasos kol hatikunim al yidei rav mumche ubaki uvemekoymos elu mehagim loniches eruv chatzeros bebeis hakneses. Since this is for the entire community, it can be in the beis hakneses. Mishum deyesh loydin shutuf ve'ein oitzach liyos stavka beistira. Since everyone is a partner in the beis hakneses, it does not have to be dafka in a particular bias. Okay, let's see over here. The shemesh halacha ois tes vav mesaknim kol hamuvos rechavos beiruv and ayin beshut chasam sefer shehiz here meoid lechol kahal Yisrael the chasam sefer. Yudal just said that we're dealing with Jews that are not religious, so it is a machlekes apayiskim. What status do they have? Are they goyim or are they? Considered to be Jews, do they participate in the Ruvich Hatzeros, or do you need Schirus? As we said, there's a chilut in America and Chutz Liaretz. In America, many people more lean to say that they are considered to be Jews. In Eretz Yisrael, many people more machmir to say they're considered to be non-Jews. Halacha l'maisa, in a good Erev, will do both. You'll include them in the Ruvich Hatzeros, and you'll also include them in the Schirus. Halacha tesvav mesaknim eskol mavos b'ruchavos b'erevin ayin b'shut chasam sofer. This is quoted very often by those people that are very, very pro Erev. Shehizir ma'od l'chol kahal yishol l'sakin mivoosehem b'tikunim b'tzuras ha'pesach kidei shelo yichshulu roiv hamoin b'yotzos merishus l'rishus v'adov mutl al harav shebuyir. So the Chasam Sofer writes, and this idea of Rabbi Yosef writes about this, is that you have to have an Erev as a backup, not necessarily as a lechatchila, since it's inevitable every person in their life will be nichshul and will carry in the streets. Even though technically when you're carrying the street you're not even chai for doing malacha because you're a misasik, you don't even know that you have something in your pocket. If there would be a beis hamidrash, you would not be required to bring a karban chatas. To bring karban chatas means that you have to know what you're doing just to forget that today is Shabbos or not know that this is the halacha. When you by accident carry something in your pocket into the street, you don't even know what's in your pocket, you are a misasik, you're not chai doing karban chatas. Nevertheless, this entire issue can be avoided had there been a kosher erev. Now, even if you don't want to say the erev is going to be kosher to the degree where you're allowed to lechatchila, you want to go and use and carry lechatchila on Shabbos, but at least it should be there and as a backup for the people that are anyway going to carry on Shabbos, whether there is an erev or not. And who has the obligation to make sure that every community has an erev? It is the Rav. This is the Shita. This is classic, and this has been quoted more often than not by those people who say that we must have an erev in every community, no matter what. For better or for worse, even if it's not perfect, you do the best you can, no matter what. You don't want to use it, so you don't use it, but I want to use it, and I'm going to use it, and so on and so forth. It has to be done no matter what. The Ayin Rekha Yesed, B'Shem HaTashmetz, Tazodis, L'Sakin Ruvim HaRezim, Mishubuch, praiseworthy. The equally asmuy al misha evshlo l'sakin v'inam sakin, and it's you have to be in one. You have to question what in the world is going on with these people who have the ability to do so and they do not do so. V'lmolei tirdas agirsa derech talmid chacham l'sakin. If not for the fact that talmid chacham they're busy learning Torah, it's their responsibility to be misakin. Umi shaliba yinayikfay bezeh. Okay, those are really sharp words. A person that says, an Erev doesn't really work, it's not the right thing to do, it's a kula, is an apikoyres. It's an apikoyres, an Erev works. An Erev works, it's halacha, it's shulchan aruch, you have to make an Erev. The ayin b'sevet shuli David. Shekostav olav, the im yesh l'rishus ha-rabim mufulush, mishar l'shar, rochav tesvav amo, the alpi dina loy mahani b'rishus ha-rabim tzuris ha-pesach, rak enay semchum rak, onu semul hakel b'zman hazeh. So then you can't make a tzuris ha-pesach. If you have a real rishus ha-rabim, it's mufulush, it goes from end to end of the city, and it's more than 16 amos, then a tzuris ha-pesach, two sticks, and a rope on top is not going to work. There is a solution. The solution for a Rishul Sarabim are delossos, are doors. You can make an Erev in a Rishul Sarabim if you put up doors. That can be done. So why? What about, and what? But the only problem is, I think he's alluding to the fact that in his time, or by Brown's time, it wasn't possible to put up, if you're going to assume that Brooklyn is a Rishul Sarabim deraisa, so and you, the only solution would be to put up doors. How in the world are you going to put up doors on in New York City? So they have a solution for that today. They do have doors. They put up these, like that's what you mentioned. They put up these makeshift posts. These are expandable accordion mechitzas, doors, and they attach it at certain sections of the city. And theoretically, if you were to shut off all the traffic, you would be able to pull out these accordion doors and close off the street. So theoretically, you have constructed doors for the Rishul Sarabim. In order to show that these are not just, it's not a legal fiction, this is for real, supposedly once in a while, they stop all traffic for a short period of time, and they expand it, and they close it, to show that we really have functional doors which close off the actual Rishul Sarabim. This is what he says that can be done. But however he writes, but if you can't do that, then loy mahani b'rishul saram tzuris ha-pesach. Rak einu semchu l'hokal b'zman hazeh, anu semchu l'hokal b'zman hazeh, de ein lanu rishul sarabim gimura. Nevertheless, we are mekel b'zman hazeh, Rabbi Brown says. He's quoting over here from someone, because we don't have really even a rishul saram deraisa, im kein nisha machmer, kodoy shiyoy maloh, the ein roy ligoaro. If someone wants to be machmir and not make an erev, we call him a holy person. We don't say that he's a nin, he's an apikoris, because what he's saying is that it's so complex, the cities that we live in are so much more complex, larger than what we're used to in back in history. Therefore, you don't say a person, the zman hazeh, that objects to an erev is an apikoris, is a nin. Times have changed, life has got much more complex. The ayin binimuke, binimuke,
binimuke arechayim.
Arechayim, the hagoyin hakodesh bal b'nei yisoschar, hikbid lios bebigdoi chofetz kishayetzi l'chutz kadeh shalo yeh b'chval mishin mareh b'erev. Unbelievable. The b'nei yisoschar will be makbid always to carry. He will always carry in order to show that he's not apikoris, to show that he believes in the erev. The ayin be shara kavonis, the harizal nog lisa b'shabes mokla merivim. Yes.
Yeah, and everyone uses it?
There are multiple Erev in Lakewood.
No,
there are multiple.
Different
multiple.
Have an
Erev. Lakewood is a very big place. There are different Eruvim. There are multiple Eruvim. There are different developments. Each development has their own Erev, I believe.
So go from one to the other?
It depends if you hold of the bigger Erev. There are many issues. A lot of people in Erev, in Lakewood, they're very machbit on this thing called Oymeid. I made meruba. One of the major sugyas of Erevin is theoretically, if you have a bungalow colony and you can put up four poles and have a string go around the entire bungalow colony, and there's absolutely no wall, Nothing. So the entire mechitza from all four sides is nothing more than a tsuras ha-pesach. That is a leniency which many of us rely upon, l'chatchila. However, there are many rishonim that disagree, hold that you cannot make an erev just with a tsuras ha-pesach. Each, there are two different madregos. One madreg is at least the entire perimeter of the area that you want to carry. You have to have, the majority should be walls. And for the minority that's not, there you could have a tsuras ha-pesach. Then there's a more stringent opinion that each one of the four walls itself must have a oimed merubah. So in Lakewood, the big Erev in Lakewood, which covers the entire Lakewood, is definitely not oimed merubah. It is just nothing more than a complete tsuras ha-pesach, poles that cover the entire Lakewood area. However, many developments naturally have oimed merubah. So since they are all bnei Torah, and many people l'chatchila rely upon the bigger Erev, and they can carry from place to place relying upon just the tsuras ha-pesach. But if you're already living in a development, and 95% of the time you're not going anywhere outside your development on Shabbos, and the development already has oimed merubah, so why not put up, be machmir, and put up a tsuras ha-pesach to close up the oimed merubah? So if you go, I go to my brother in Lakewood, so he told me that he lives in a development, and the development is all, he told me on all four sides, they have, it wasn't by design, just got lucky. The way the development was built was that each one of the four sides happened to be oimed merubah. So for the small breaches, they put up a tsuras ha-pesach, so the Erev is good l'chol hadeis. Even the Rishonim that say that you need to have oimed merubah on each one of the four sides, this Erev got it accidentally. So then you'll go and you'll walk in the street, you'll see there's a Tzuras HaPesach, you'll question, why do they have to have a Tzuras HaPesach? The whole lake already has a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, the whole lake has a Tzuras HaPesach because you don't have the whole, you don't have a Oymed Berubah for the entire Lakewood. But here you already can be Machmir, so why not be Machmir when it's a very easy thing to do? Yeah.
Utilize bushes and hedges.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. As a wall. There has to be tied, there cannot be a gap of more than 10 amos. More than 10 amos is called the Pesach. Then definitely you don't need to have anything. That's considered to be a wall. Natural boundaries are usually the best because natural boundaries don't fall down.
Yes,
10 tefachim. 10 tefachim height. It's not too high. Tied to the table. Doesn't need to come higher than the table. And you don't have, as long as it's not a breach of more than 10 amos. More than 10 amos is called a Pesach. And less than 10 amos is a Pesach. It's fine. So there are many times it's very easy to make an Erev. And so this is what he says. You can have an Erev, and sometimes there are different types of Erev with different standards. And anyone that's not holding an Erev is not be curious. And if you have a situation like in New York City, which is much more complex, when you're dealing with an issue of a Rishus Saram Der, so if you want to be machmir, and no one is allowed to say about that person, he does not be curious, it does not apply to a situation where you have a suffix with shusram. The only time you say that person is not be curious and not wanting to use an erv is when it's definitely not a reshusram deraisa, and he doesn't want to rely upon tsuras ha-pesach. That's a sign of apikursis. But if you're dealing with a complex situation where it's a suffik rishus harabim de'oiraisa, which requires delosos, and you don't have delosos, you don't always have the luxury of having delosos, and a person wants to be machmir, there you have no right to say about such an individual that he is an apikursis. Okay, we will stop over here. Yeah.
The gentleman was wearing his towels,
yeah,
and pushing a carriage.
Tarte the sasre.
No, it's not. You didn't want to.
He didn't want to carry the towel.
It was more.
Still, when Rabashkin was there, no Erev.
Don't hold you the Erev. They're like Erev. Why not?
I'm not sure. But then again, I spoke with the Babichu once about one area, and he asked me if there was an Erev there.
Yeah.
I told him yes. I gave him what is it he could carry. So, to be Mizakeh Sarabim, maybe for the
Sarabim.
but they didn't put up.
Interesting. Why not?
No real major subjects around the Torah.
Nice.
Supposedly the Syrians put up the muscles in Flatbush.
Could be. It's very likely.
And Rav Avadia was asked.
Rav Avadia, you should do it because of this Chassam Sofer, he said. Rabbi, because it's an achiyuv to
do. Rav Avadia held that you could do it without the Rassos, and supposedly have Chitzos on three sides. Supposedly the Syrian Arabs with Chitzos on three sides. Someone asked Rav Avadia.
Yeah.
Right, he didn't want to get involved.
Right.
In the area. But it is quoted from reliable sources that, again, I can't say firsthand, I can say thirdhand. That he said, Chatchila, no problem. But then again, remember the boundaries of this right here are not the same ones as the Vats. The Vats goes up to Beverly Road and goes farther on the east side, the Faradi area of the world. They're online. There are three of them. The one, the base, the Mahon in Muncie,
yeah,
is the third one, which I think is, I don't know if they do a second Stiras for 6 months.
There has to be some overlap.
Or if they're Mizakeh, they're relying on the same...
The same Stiras for Shus?
Or the same Zachavada, Zachia. For the
it's better to be a terrorist than to be mighty.
Why?
Because people will see it.
People won't do it
if you're crazy. So nobody knows. People see you walk in the street. It's better to be a Bikaris and deny a Arab, that they could have an Arab, than people should see you walk.
I don't understand.
If you walk in the street, you're the Kabbalah Arab, right?
I think it was that it was Rabbi Jacobovitz when he was in Fifth Avenue Synagogue.
Yeah.
Montu the umbrellas.
Oh, we had a little scarf. Yeah. I had a whole discussion on this.
Read the second line. We know. We know.
The last time we had an industrial and scientific revolution that led to. What?
Read it. Haskalah, Zionist, evolutionary form. Guess who wrote that article?
I know. Boylan.
Right. He's talking about modern days.
Why do you read this? Why are you reading this?
This is his entertainment.
All right, you know what it's going to say before you even read it.
The journal Noah.
Yeah.
Prakashir has an article on why he held that Manhattan was a Rishis Rabban Dirabban. That there were no, that the Midracha, the gutter and the sidewalk were Mitzharev, and the people in cars were Ba'ohel, and they weren't Mitzharev as far as she should read.
Right, that's an old head.
Supposedly they put an extra toll sign either on the tribe or a bridge, or one of the people put it to us at Mazabish. And years later they found that the upper Manhattan, I think around the ramp somewhere, that the ramparts weren't as high as they thought they were, and they put up. They were still checking that until maybe about 15 years ago or so, but when they enlarged the one from Midtown with some customer that grew up Shachar and Rav Taylor, supposedly one held double lechis and one held duasos. Each one held, they didn't need the.
Are you okay? Do you want me to get him?
What
is
it you want?
You want to eat?